Good evening. To echo Austin's thoughts and thank the elders for giving us this opportunity to come and preach to you about God's word. As you look through the kings of Israel and Judah, none of them were perfect and many of them were bad. But there were still a few good kings in Judah. And what made these good kings different was when they took reign and saw the filth which the kings had left behind them, they tried to restore it back to the way that God wanted it to be. And so in our lives, when we have filth in our lives and sin in our lives, we need to restore it back to the way that God wished our lives to be. So I want to take a closer look at King Hezekiah. Turn with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 29. Again, that's 2 Chronicles chapter 29. And before King Hezekiah took reign, King Ahaz was king before him, and he defiled the Lord and defiled the temple. So when Hezekiah became king, the first step that he took was restoring the temple. And he took three steps to restoring the temple. And these three steps we can apply to our lives when we try to restore our relationship back to God. Read with me in verse 3. It says, "In the first year of his reign, in the first month, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. Then he brought in the priests and the Levites and gathered them in the east square and said to them, 'Hear me, Levites, now sanctify yourselves. Sanctify the house of the Lord God of your fathers, and carry out the rubbish from the holy place. For our fathers have trespassed and done evil in the eyes of the Lord, our God. They have forsaken him, have turned their faces away from the dwelling place of the Lord, and turned their backs on him. They have also shut up the doors of the festival, put out the lamps, and have not burned incense or burnt offerings in the holy place to the God of Israel. Therefore, the wrath of the Lord fell upon Judah and Jerusalem, and he has given them up to trouble, to desolation, and to jeering, as you see with your eyes. For indeed, because of this, our fathers have fallen by the sword, and our sons, our daughters, and our wives are in captivity. Now it is in my heart to make a covenant with the Lord God of Israel, that his fierce wrath may turn away from us. My sons, do not be negligent now, for the Lord has chosen you to stand before him, to serve him, and that you should minister to him and burn incense.'" So the first step you see King Hezekiah taking to restoring the temple was that he said in his heart that this is what he was going to do, that this was his goal and his plan, and he wasn't going to stray away from it. And so when we are trying to restore our lives back to our restore our lives back to the way that God wanted to be, we need to first set it in heart and truly desire that this is what we want to do. Otherwise, that temptation or that sin is never really going to leave our lives, and it's going to pull us back down. And I think the perfect example in the Bible of setting his heart on the Lord and not straying away from it is Daniel. When you look at the book of Daniel and throughout his life, in the first chapter, it makes a statement that Daniel set his heart not to defile himself or the Lord, no matter what happened to him. And as Judah was taken into captivity from the Babylonians, the king of Babylon took the best men of Judah, of the men of Judah, and had them eat the king's meats. But Daniel, making this promise to himself in his heart of not defiling himself or the Lord, did not partake of that. And you see how that what happened towards the end of the chapter, and how at the end of the days he was far better off than the other man who partake of the king's meats. And you see that throughout the whole book of Daniel, and how that promise helped him out and helped him not to stray away from the Lord. The second step which King Hezekiah took to the temple starts in verse 15. It says, "And they gathered their brethren, sanctified themselves, and went according to the commandment of the king at the words of the Lord to cleanse the house of the Lord. Then the priests went into the inner part of the house of the Lord to cleanse it, and brought out all the debris that they found in the temple of the Lord to the court of the house of the Lord. And the Levites took it out and carried it to Brook Kidron. Now they began to sanctify on the first day of the first month. And on the eighth day of the month they came to the festival of the Lord. So they sanctified the house of the Lord in 8 days. And on the 16th day of the first month they finished. Then they went into King Hezekiah and said, 'We have cleansed all the house of the Lord, the altar of burnt offerings with all its articles, and the table of the showbread with all its articles. Moreover, all the articles which King Ahaz and his reign had cast aside in his transgression, we have prepared and sanctified, and there they are before the altar of the Lord.'" So King Hezekiah has said in his heart that he was going to sanctify the temple. And the next step that he took was he took action. He removed that filth and sin from the temple and threw it out of the temple. And so in our lives, when we are restoring ourselves back to God, we need to throw that sin away. We can't just sit around and think it's going to happen on its own. We have to take action and remove it from our lives. And King David is a perfect example of that. When he would sin, he would go to the Lord and humble himself and shut the door and throw away the sin and shut the door on it and change the roads and change the road back to God. So the first step which King Hezekiah took to restoring the temple is he set it in his heart that this is what he wanted to do. He truly desired that he wanted to restore this temple and sanctify it. And then he took action. He removed the filth out of the temple. But he took one more step. Begin with me, verse 25. It says, "And he stationed the Levites in the house of the Lord with cymbals, with stringed instruments, and with harps, according to the commandment of David, of Gad the king's seer, and of Nathan the prophet. For thus was the commandment of the Lord by his prophets. The Levites stood with the instruments of David, and the priests with trumpets. Then Hezekiah commanded them to offer the burnt offering on the altar. And when the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord also began, with the trumpets and with the instruments of David, king of Israel. So all the assembly worshipped, the singers sang, and the trumpeters sounded. All this continued until the burnt offering was finished. And when they had finished offering, the king and all who were present with him bowed and worshipped. Moreover, King Hezekiah and the leaders commanded the Levites to sing praises to the Lord with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. So they sang praises with gladness, and they bowed their heads and worshipped." We'll stop there. So he did not just remove the filth. He filled it back up with godly things, with good things. He filled it back up with the things that God wished the temple was filled with. And in our lives, when we throw away that sin, we got to strengthen our hearts back up with God. We got to protect it and let it gain and grow up with God's wisdom, God's strength. Otherwise, other temptations might sneak back in there, or the sin that you just try to leave might sneak back in there. So we must first set it in our hearts that we truly desire to change our directions, to grow closer to God. Then we must take action, because we remove the filth and sin from our lives, and then we must fill it back up with godly things. Look at me in Psalms 51. This is a psalm of David after his sin with Bathsheba. And I want you to take in mind of the three steps that I just went over and see how David had applied this to his lives and how he applied it to the psalm. Read with me. "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned, and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I'll teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire a sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer bulls on your altar. We see throughout this tone of this Psalm of David that David truly wanted that relationship back with God. He truly wished he didn't do the sin, and he wanted to throw it away out of his life. I want to go closer to God. And you see him taking action. He's going to God for help to help him remove this filth from his life. He said, blot out my transgressions. But he didn't stop there. He said, blot out my he said, help me to remove this filth from my life. And my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. Open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. So he takes these three steps that King Hezekiah took to restoring the temple. And so when we are restoring our lives, our relationships back to God, we must take these three steps. The first step is we must truly desire to want to go closer to God, to change our directions. Then we must take action to remove this filth from our lives. And then we must fill it back up with godly things, with his word and his strength. So if you're not a Christian here today, or you've fallen away, I invite you to come up as we stand and sing.